Top of the morning to you, ladies. I hope everybody is doing great today. So we are the Book Revealers, and we are glad that you can join us today.
So today we'll be talking about a book called The Hot Zone by Richard Preston. Okay, so William, what is the main idea of the story of The Hot Zone?
Well, buddy, the main idea of The Hot Zone is a deadly virus that is on the loose.
Actually, William, I believe that the main idea of the story is an infectious disease and what it does to hostesses. Next on the docket, we will have main characters in the story. So, William, who do you think the main character was in The Hot Zone?
I believe that the main character was Nancy Jacks.
Who is Nancy Jacks, William? Come on, you have to explain that to the audience.
Calm down. Nancy Jacks was a woman who worked in level 4 conditions at the CDC, Center for Disease Control, in the book.
Yeah, though, I believe that the main character is Charles Monnet, a French town man who had the first ever case of a disease called Marburg. Now for a quick break, folks. I need to grab me some Chick-fil-A.
All right, folks, we're back. So, Mariah, what do you think the purpose of the book was?
Well,
I believe the purpose of the book is to entertain. What about you?
I think the purpose of the book was actually to inform. Next on the docket, what do you like about the book, The Hot Zone?
Well, I actually like that the book was an edgy ending to almost every chapter, like a cliffhanger, and also very explicit details. What do you dislike about the book?
Well, I dislike the explicit details. It makes me want to throw up. What do you think the text structure of the story is, William?
Well, I think the text structure is problem and solution.
Well, I believe that the text structure is description. Would you recommend this book?
No, it's too disgusting. Would you, Mariah?
Yes, I would.
Well, did you guys know that the story is also about a disease that is also known as Ebola that came from the Central African rainforest?
That makes its way into the human species as well as animals.
Well, folks, that's all we have today. Thanks for joining us, and thank you for coming. We may hope that you have a very happy day. Thank you.